Welcome to A Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. A taste of life on a farm at Battle Hill. The popular Whānau Day at the farm is returning this Wellington anniversary weekend with Greater Wellington's Battle Hill Farm Day from 10 a.m. Sunday 21st of January. Make the most of the long weekend and enjoy Greater Wellington's biggest summer event with local food trucks, face painting and fun educational activities from sheep shearing and wool spinning to feeding the freshwater tuna, that's eels. Located at the base of Battle Hill, Wellington Riding for the Disabled invites families to pet their gentle horses and enjoy a classic Kiwi sausage sizzle, while NZ Fun Adventures will host guided walks and share tips and tricks for a successful camping trip. The scenic Battle Hill Farm Forest Park offers visitors a glimpse of life on a sustainable working farm, with rolling hills and native bush providing the perfect backdrop for a day of exploration. The event is free and there will be plenty of parking. Tickets are not required. As Battle Hill is a working farm, visitors are reminded to leave their dogs at home. Kids Market First Anniversary a huge success. The first anniversary of the Otaki Kids Market in January was a huge success, boasting over 50 stalls operated by 80 enthusiastic tamariki and rangatahi, from Ashurst to Wellington, as well as locally from Otaki, Te Horo, Paraparaumu, Waikanae, Raumati, Levin and Pukerua Bay. Young minds converged to create a brilliant celebration on the Kapiti Coast. Adding a sweet touch to the festivities, Zyla, aged 12, and Mia, aged 10, two creative spirits from Otaki, took on the challenge of decorating the one-year anniversary cake, turning it into a masterpiece adorned with the Otaki Market logo. The cake-cutting ceremony featured Zyla, Maya, and Otaki ward councillor Shelley Warwick, marking a delightful highlight, and everyone was invited to savour a slice. The market showcased the talent of children, presenting an array of crafts, art, homemade jewellery, lip balms, plants, garden art, books, clothes, toys, homemade lemonade and delectable home cooking. Chrissy Anderson, Otaki Market General Manager, says the Otaki Kids Market is a bustling hub of young entrepreneurs where every little stall is a spark of creativity and a testament to the awesomeness of our local tamariki and rangatahi, proving that success comes in all sizes. Held every school holiday, the Otaki Kids Market, organised by the Otaki Women's Community Club, encourages children to embrace entrepreneurship with a donation for stall fees. The Otaki Kids Market was runner-up in the 2023 Wellington Regional Airport Awards in the Child Youth category. Horowhenua AP&I show to drag in big crowds. A cow from Christchurch will travel more than 500 kilometres to Levin to show off at the Horowhenua AP&I show this weekend, stopping overnight at Blenheim for hay and water before making the ferry trip across Cook Strait. The Christchurch entry will join 107 other cows chasing the prestige of a Royal Show medal, a feature of this year's Royal Show. The Royal Show medals and red, white and blue ribbons were coveted among breeders. Competition steward Rodney Houston says a record number of cows had entered the annual show this year, coming from as far north as Whangarei and as far south as Christchurch. Mr. Hudson says the prestige of being a royal show was a big carrot for breeders, as was the large price booty. The winners of each division, Jersey, Friesian, Ayrshire, Brown Swiss and Milking Shorthorn, will receive $1,000 each, while the overall All Breeds Champion will get $500 on top of that. Training pays off for Kapiti College athlete. Kapiti College student Jack Gregory's training paid off in style when he impressed in a hard-fought race at the New Zealand Secondary Schools Athletic Championships. In December, Jack, age 14, who lives in Paikokuriki, was among 57 Year 9 students who competed in the fast-paced 3-kilometre road race in Christchurch and managed to place second, and he couldn't have been happier with the result. That was his second race of the competition after a less-than-ideal first race on the 3-kilometre track. Jack managed to finish the race, which consisted of 3 1-kilometre loops around a woolshed, in a time of 9 minutes and 44 seconds, about 6 seconds behind first place and mere milliseconds in front of third place. Jack says it was probably the best race he's had. He says he's been training hard for it and it came at the right time. Four-bedroom apartments planned for burned-out building. A former rest home on Bath Street in Levin was destroyed by fire in one of several suspected arson attacks. 21 four-bedroom apartments are planned for the property that has been the subject of a few arsons, including one early on Monday morning. Property owner, former Horowhenua Deputy Mayor Wayne Bishop, says it is very frustrating to deal with any acts of vandalism. He says luckily they had stripped all the asbestos out of the building when the big fire happened in November. He says he has plans for two-story apartments with three bedrooms and bathrooms upstairs and one bedroom downstairs. A fire and emergency spokesperson says they were called to the building at 3:48 a.m. on Monday and a large contingent of trucks and personnel from Levin, Otaki, Foxton, Paraparaumu and Palmerston North attended the blaze. New Zealand Police say they are continuing to make initial inquiries into the fire, and Fire and Emergency New Zealand say the fire is still being treated as suspicious. Kapiti residents enjoy a summer free of water restrictions. While parts of the Wellington region are facing water woes, Kapiti Coast residents are enjoying a water restriction-free summer. Kapiti Council Infrastructure Services Group Manager Sean Mellon says council supplies safe drinking water to approximately 20,000 connections for household and commercial use. Mr. Mellon says the introduction of water meters in 2014, coupled with the Waikanae River Recharge Scheme and ongoing investment in the district's water supply network, means we have enough water to manage long dry conditions. However, Mr. Mellon says council continues to encourage people to use water wisely and to have an emergency water supply on hand should a natural disaster or a hazard disrupt our systems. Mr. Mellon says council is continuing to work with Kapiti Coast communities to ensure people in the district have reliable access to clean water now and in the future. And that's it for another week from the team at A Week of It and KC News. Be safe, be happy and be kind. For more on these stories and many more, see www.kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for the Kapiti Coast and Horowhenua.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.